God calls Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 6. For quite a long time, things were relatively peaceful in Judah and in Israel. But Isaiah knew it wouldn't last. Isaiah was a prophet, one of the greatest that the people of Israel had ever had. He was first called by God in the year that King Uzziah, the grandson of King Joash, died. God sent him an amazing vision. In this vision, he saw God sitting on a throne. Above him flew winged angels covering their faces and calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." The floor shook with the sound of their voices, and the temple was filled with smoke. At first, Isaiah was dismayed, for he knew that he was a sinner, yet he had looked upon the Lord Almighty. But one of the angels touched his mouth with a live coal taken from the altar, saying, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sins are forgiven." Then he heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom can I send? Who will be my messenger?" Isaiah called out, "Here am I, Lord, send me." Then God gave Isaiah a message for his people. He warned Isaiah that the people wouldn't want to listen, that they would close their ears and their hearts too. But Isaiah was still willing to be God's prophet.